Chairman Brad Holton, I'll bring the meeting to order. We have a 11 o'clock agenda item, and it is an action item to consider matters related to code enforcement. And we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And let's just, if that's all right, take them in the order that they're up on the agenda, and we'll go through them.
Okay. So, starting with Lansing Lane, so in regards to 23215 Lansing Lane.
Yep.
Case was started February of this year, February 27th.
Can we move that mic down to there and make sure that it's turned on? That's all right.
Sorry.
You're an important person, and we need to hear you.
Oh.
Is that better?
Oh, man.
Oh, okay.
Now we're cooking with gas.
Okay, so I'll just restart. So in regards to 23215 Lansing Lane in Middleton, this case was started February 27th of this year, and it started, an inspector posted a stop work order on site after they witnessed the remodel without the permit. This was just during a drive-by, a regular inspector day drive-by. So that stop work order was handed to the owner same day, February 27th. After no communication after that was handed off, on March 3rd, we sent another notice of violation via the mail, the U.S. First Class mail, and no communication after that. So the second notice of violation was sent out May 13th, and still no communication after that. So in June 30th, we proceeded with the letter of intent to record the conk. So on the second page, you have their parcel information. Third page has the aerial view. And then the fourth page has the site photo from the original stop work order date and then updated photos. So we can see no change has been made there in that amount of time. And then following that, you'll find the stop work order and the notices that were sent out.
Chairman, I'm in favor of issuing a certificate of noncompliance on this property.
So am I. Is there any other discussion? All right, I would entertain a motion.
Chairman, I move that the board signs a certificate of noncompliance for a building or structure on property located at 23215 Lansing Lane in Middleton, Idaho, parcel number R23918, as presented.
I second.
All right, motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right, let's go on to the next.
Okay. In regards to 13516 Chris Holm Road in Caldwell, this case was started September 11th of last year, 2024. This came in from a county code enforcement officer. They turned it over to the building department regarding an unsafe burned out accessory structure. So there had been a fire there before. So we sent out a notice of violation to the property owner October 21st of 24. And we had received no communication, so we sent out a second notice of violation January 2nd. Still no communication, so the notice of intent to record the conk was sent out February 21st. And then in June, I sent out a revised notice of intent to conk because they had included an admin fee. And so I felt that it was right to resend that out and make them aware of that. So then after that was sent out on June 16th, on June 23rd, the property owner reached out to the building official and asked for a 365-day extension. From what I understand, that was too long, and so they came to an agreement of July 11th to make arrangements for board up. So they wanted to board up the unsafe burned portions. And the property owner's son was to get with the building official about board up instructions, and that was to be inspected before a 365-day extension could even be considered. And the structure ended up never being boarded up, and we didn't receive any communication after that. So second page has the parcel information. Third page has the aerial where you can see the roof has been burned out on top. And then third page, there were some drive-by photos where you can also see the burning, and then an updated photo from the end of September this year in the same condition. And then after that is the notices of unsafe structures. I think there's two or three of those in the back.
Chairman?
Yes.
I have a question. We have a building official with us. When, like, if this isn't a really classic example of when we red tag and require demolition, my question, not that I want to tell code enforcement what to do, but places like this generally don't get better. They attract a lot of undesirable things, feral animals. People try to live in places like this. What's the possibility that this can be red tagged and demolished within? They've already had their grace period, so like the next 30 days, I guess, would be my question.
I think we could. I think that decision would come from the board. It definitely is an unsafe structure. We've documented that. I can personally attest to the structure having been around for at least 5 years. Finally, now we're taking some action on it,
yeah.
I would say. So the property owner has had ample time to do something and has done nothing. So
right.
It may very well be time to take action to demolish the building, the structure.
Yeah. And Chairman, sometimes the precedent that we set, I think, when people are working toward a viable solution in tandem with code enforcement, that's a different story than the one that we're looking at today. I would move that we red tag this building with abatement for destruction within 30 days.
What is our current budget capacity for this?
This year we have budgeted $100,000 for abatement. And I don't think we spent a dime of that yet, because our budget year just started.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Really ended 7 days.
If you want me to, I can probably spend it all in a month.
I know. That would be my caution. Do we know if this will incentivize the owner to do anything, or is this just one more?
I have not had any personal contact or communications with the property owner, so I couldn't speak to that.
Okay.
And Chairman, I would submit also that given the county is pursuing an RFP, we currently don't have anyone that's in a position right now with our animal control to manage a feral cat population. The last feral cat population that we had came out of a structure not very different than this, and it elicits a lot of public reaction, and I personally like cats. This is a harbor that's not even a safe harbor for not good things in Canyon County, and I think where we increased the budget, I think we increased it $50,000, is that correct?
That's correct.
Yes. And I understand that there are a lot of issues that code enforcement is trying to address, but if there's a fatality, if there's disease, if there's a lot of things that could be potential that are bred by this kind of a standing structure, that's going to continue to be my argument in a friendly way.
Mr. Chairman, I'm simply in favor of moving forward with the certificate of noncompliance. This is a piece of property that is a county enclave in the city of Caldwell.
I love them so much.
Yep.
Okay, so can I get a compromise that we would instruct code enforcement to contact the owners and inform them of this decision that we're contemplating right now, and that we're going to want staff to bring this back before us in 90 days and see if they've done anything and consider other options at that point.
Chairman, and can I add to that? I have had the privilege of contacting Caldwell Code Enforcement on a number of different things. They're very responsive. And so I would want to know, given Commissioner Brooks, I mean, do they care? Is it reasonable to reach out to them? You would think with if it's enclaved that they would have an interest as a city, but no. Okay, I'm getting a head nod. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's fine, Chairman, but then I would want to add to that if there's no compliance that we move ahead then with a red tag and a demolition.
We can start with the order to abate. It's us notifying them that this is incoming, and we could work with one of our contractors to get an estimate on the cost of this.
That would be great. I'd be in favor of that, Chairman.
Yeah, I just suggest that this motion just be that we direct staff to move towards that procedure. Sure. Move through that procedure.
Okay. Sounds good. Chairman, I move that the board signs the certificate of noncompliance on a building or structure with the added instructions on the 90 days and what our assistant director has stated on property located at 13516 Chrisholm Road in Caldwell, parcel number R23273.
A second.
Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right, thank you. Let's move on.
Okay, moving on in regards to 22959 Packout Lane in Caldwell. This case was started March 26th of last year, 2024. It started as a public complaint regarding a family living in an unsafe mobile home. The complaint stated that they had no building electrical, mechanical, or plumbing permits. Additional research of the property also found that their accessory shop was unpermitted. So their first violation was sent out via first class and certified mail, March 29th of 2024. There was an extension granted by the permitting supervisor in April on the 5th. And as of April 29th, the property owner continued to stay in contact with the permitting supervisor and give weekly updates about the progress that they're making. They did have an attorney involved regarding the sellers not disclosing any of this information, so that was a lot of the communication. The permit supervisor had multiple conversations about the permitting requirements and fee estimates during this time. On June 12th, the property owner reached out with an update that she was working on plans and relays that she was having trouble getting a hold of their attorney, so that's what was taking so long. On September 17th of 2024, the permitting supervisor reached out to them for an update because they'd had no update since June, so a couple months there. After no more updates, on December 12th of 24, they sent out a second notice of violation, and December 19th, the property owner and the realtor both came into the office to speak with the building official and permitting supervisor about solutions, how to move forward. And it was recommended that they meet with building planning and possibly the director. And they did at that time schedule a special inspection to evaluate the site. That special inspection was performed on January 7th. The building official, the assistant building official, both went out to perform this inspection. At that time, it was determined that the mobile home would require a certificate of rehabilitation from the state due to the age, Southwest District Health approval, and then, as stated previously, the plumbing, electrical, mechanical permits. The owner was granted an extension until February 10th to gather those documents and submit an application. Later that month, January 24th, the property owner and her father met with the Southwest District Health Director, both building officials, and the permitting supervisor to discuss the issues. And there was another extension granted for March 10th to apply. In March, another extension granted until April 14th. And another extension on April 14th, giving them until June 30th to apply. After no communication on that June 30th date, the notice of intent to record the conk was sent out July 18th, and we still haven't heard anything back since then. Second page is the parcel information. Third page is the aerial, so I've clouded for you the unpermitted shop and the unpermitted mobile home down there to the south. third page is the inspection photo from that special on-site inspection in January. And then you'll find below that the updated photos from September, so they are still in the same or similar condition. And following that are the notices that I did send out.
Chairman, I'm in favor of recording the certificate of noncompliance. These structures have issues.
I forgot to mention, sorry. So when we did send out the notice of intent to conk, those structures were tagged unsafe as well. So those do have red tags on them.
Oh, okay.
Yes. I believe we tried to get them in the pictures, the updated pictures.
They're there. They're just small.
Yeah, they're okay. Teeny.
Chairman, I'm in favor with moving forward where these buildings visibly and notably have safety and health violations on that.
I am curious who checked on the FEMA documentation.
I don't believe they're in a flood zone here. When I printed this aerial, I would have had my FEMA layer on, so I don't believe it is. Let me check the parcel tool as well. Oh, so how many lines is that up? Maybe 8 lines from the bottom of the parcel tool on the second page. It states that when it states X, that means they're not in a FEMA flood zone, and then it states that it's not in a floodway either.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry, did you make a motion?
Not yet. Chairman, I move that the board signs the certificate of noncompliance and moves forward for this unsafe building or structure on property located at 22959 Pack Goat Lane in Caldwell, parcel number R35992011, as presented.
I second.
Okay, motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Okay, thank you. And the next one.
Okay. In regards to 23920 Rudd Road in Parma, this case was started December 12th of 2023. The complaint came in from the county assessor. One of the appraisers conducted a site visit on December 5th and notified the building department that there was an unpermitted single-family residence there that may not meet setback requirements. So December 18th, we sent out the first notice of violation via first class and certified mail. January 11th of 24, an office visit from the property owner yielded an extension. The permit supervisor granted an extension for the first week of February to show some compliance. After no communication on February 21st, they sent out a second notice. And then still no communication, so on June 12th, 2024, they sent out a notice of intent to record the conk. After this was sent, June 18th, 2024, the property owner contacted the department and to let us know they're working on their application and purchasing land from the neighbor because the, and you'll see this in a moment, the house is basically built right on the property line, so they had to talk to their neighbor about that. June 24th, 2025, DSD had received no application or communication from the owners. So a notice of intent to record, a revised notice of intent to record with that new admin fee was sent out via first class and certified mail. On July 30th, the property owner's representative contacted the building official to discuss the building permit process. They had questions about septic tank expansion for Southwest, so they had to go talk to them as well. The building official let them know that a preliminary septic approval from Southwest would suffice for the application, but the setbacks were still a concern. So the property owner was to work on the setback issue rectification. The next day, I had discussed with the building official this case. So I performed some research with planning and zoning, and it showed that the property owner had, in fact, moved that property boundary, but they did it via deed and not via DSD's property boundary adjustment application. So it didn't actually rectify it legally. Once I did that research, I notified the property owner's representative, who we'd been talking back and forth with this information. And they stated they would be in the next week to apply, and I hadn't received any communication after that. So the second page, there's the parcel information. Third page, you can see their red property lines there, and the residence was built kind of outside of that or right on the middle of that. Below that is the 2025 aerial, where they had adjusted those property boundaries without our approval. So the setbacks are no longer an issue, but now the property is out of compliance. The configuration of the property boundaries are out of compliance, as well as the building permit issue. And then the third page, you can see the assessor site photos of the finished residence. And then the notices after that.
So, Chairman, just for people listening that might own this property, they simply need to go through and apply through development services to rectify, to get this in compliance.
Right. So the first step would be to apply for the after-the-fact property boundary adjustment, get that approved, and then proceed with the building permit application, and then get that rectified as well.
Okay. Chairman, I'm in favor of issuing the certificate of noncompliance.
And discussion or a second?
Is that a motion?
Chairman, I move that the board signs the certificate of noncompliance for a building or structure on property located at 23920 Red Road in Wilder, Idaho, parcel number R36653, as presented.
I second.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Okay. And the last one.
Okay. And in regards to 1009 North McDermott Road in Nampa, we actually would like to table this one. We've been working with the property owner in the past couple weeks, and she does have an extension granted by the building official, so we're still working with them on that one.
Okay. I would make a motion then that we table this for today.
I second.
Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. It'll be tabled. Anything else for today?
Nope. That is all.
All right. I would make a motion that we adjourn.
I second.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Let's consider ourselves adjourned to our next agenda item.